Okay, five more themes. Theme number 10. This is a big theme, and it is called the open road. The open road through an American space. Because it's not just the road itself, but the American space that forms around that road. And this includes the idea of the American dream. Everyone can achieve it. We believe this. The road to success. But this often comes as part of our belief in manifest destiny, that we are destined to be takers. We take the land. We are destined to have it. We discovered it. This is a myth, of course. We came later. We didn't discover it. The writer Bette Howland questions this promised land we're traveling toward and seeking to find. She writes, quote, "So where is it then? Where is the rightful life that is awaiting us? Where is that undiscovered territory? Where the air is clear and consciences are clean? How do we get there? How do we cut our path through this wilderness? How do we run up our flags and stake our claims? The tyranny of these dreams of peace and quiet." So Americans write a lot about the land, places, borders, boundaries, liminal spaces. The liminal spaces means the ambiguous in-between areas. You think of airports or like the landing of a staircase. That's a liminal space, a space in between two other destinations. We try to figure out where the Midwest begins and ends, for example, or where is the Southwest? Where are those flyover states? The fact is, land changes you and defines you, and so we try to define it. We are also obsessed with movement as an idea, constant change, risk, adventure. Never stand still. Always be moving from place to place. Keep it moving. Keep moving forward. This is a big part of my family history, and it involves a kind of restlessness and exploration. When my nuclear family moved to St. Louis, we defined ourselves as being New Mexicans within St. Louis. So I think a lot about how did St. Louis change me and what part of New Mexico did I bring there? Movement is also about reinvention and transformation of self and place and mind. This class is also an exploration into the past because writers use archaic words that were normal to them then, but we have to look them up in a dictionary. Poets from the past are not trying to be snobby about language, at least not all of them are, but they probably wouldn't understand you either. Explore a dictionary. Explore poems out in the world. Act like an American and go looking for things. We often write about blurred boundaries, which are also liminal spaces, both real and imagined. And this involves ethnicity, culture sharing, and appropriating. Those are all liminal spaces. In the book Gilligan Unbound by Paul Cantor, there's an X-Files essay where he talks about the nightmare of endless mobility and motion for motion's sake. He talks about this idea of the frontier and how we've run out of it. And this is an old idea by Frederick Turner that we've come to the end of the frontier when we hit California. Cantor also feels that we've lost our purpose of exploration. And some people feel or have felt for a long time that science was going to be the next frontier or maybe space exploration. But that's changed somewhat now with science skepticism. Cantor feels there are, quote, too many nation states chasing too little territory. And so the American states, quote, divide and turn upon themselves. And this is a very interesting idea. It's like we're bored or something. But we'll get to that. So theme number 11, 11, 12, and 13 are very short themes. Theme number 11 is the work ethic, the famous American work ethic. Americans see themselves as working hard and playing hard. We judge the work of others, how much work they do and how they do it, and the final quality of it. We are very judgy. We very much want to see evidence of hard work in things. and we resent people whom we perceive as, quote, having it too easy. So that's work ethic. Theme number 12 is the power of sensationalism and bigness. Americans love a success story, or the old rags to riches story, or the old rags to riches to rags story, The Great Gatsby. In the Columbia History of American Poetry, the essay on Walt Whitman taps into the promise he sees, the promise Walt Whitman sees in the poetry of the American future, because he speaks of great poets to come and how he expects big things, bigly. The musical, the Hollywood epic, the blockbuster, the bestseller. Theme number 13, innocence to experience. And this was suggested by Richard Gray. Americans have had a painful past, but we expect a brighter future. We are full of optimism and the endless new frontier of our dreams, the eternal imagined tomorrow. Early in our history, we felt maybe we were too naive. Washington Irving writes a lot about this in his short stories about Americans and their misguided optimism in stories like The Legend of Sleepy Hollow and Rip Van Winkle. Since then, we've seen big wars, little wars, natural disasters, and our own self-inflicted terrorism, from schoolyard violence to hundreds of mass shootings. Americans are full of their own myths. Things like separation of power, religious freedom, freedom of speech, that we are a country of laws, that we have a work ethic and common sense, that technology or data or artificial intelligence will improve our lives, our American exceptionalism, that our values are unchanging and everlasting. And for any of us to admit any of this feels like a myth, or to admit any of this is a myth, this feels like a loss of our identity. It's important to note here that poets are usually the first to lament our losses. From the first American poet, Anne Bradstreet, to Longfellow, to Walt Whitman, to Langston Hughes, to Mary Oliver. Whether that loss is physical, theoretical, emotional, or spiritual. Our last theme, number 14, is the fact that possibly our country might be a figment of our collective imagination, and that we are an idea and not a country. Neil Gabler, in his book Life the Movie, said, quote, America uniquely was an idea for a country even before it became a country. Greil Marcus invokes the story of Rip Van Winkle and says, quote, America is made up out of nothing and can vanish in an instant. He asks, does America even exist? Should it? Richard Gray says, quote, the American project is a mind in process, a performance. It is scripted. And that wraps up the major themes in American poetry, the good, the bad, and the ugly.